Doug, I'm concerned that a lot of Americans will believe that the timing was strange because of election time and that the possibility that Osama bin Laden was dead years ago, you've believed he was dead years ago. They're going to have to march his body almost out through the streets for people to believe this. Yet I feel in my heart he's gone, but give me your thoughts.
Well, you know, I've been a big believer, of course, George, as you know, and a proponent of the fact that we have not seen any legitimate proof of life from bin Laden since 2002, approximately. Even though there have been audio tapes released purportedly from bin Laden, no video, just audio. And that, of course, is and some of the audio was of dubious quality. In addition to that, you know, working from 2002 forward, we had some interesting comments from Benazir Bhutto during a David Frost interview, where she had indicated that bin Laden was assassinated by Ahmed Omar Sayed Sheikh back some time ago, and of course, she's been killed since. And following that, we've had other indications that he was. He either died naturally or was killed at Tora Bora. But the main thing is we had not received any substantial proof of life with respect to bin Laden. Now, on the other side, however, there has been a lot of intelligence that placed him in Pakistan, in Iran, but not in Afghanistan. He had fled Afghanistan. In fact, through a wide open door that was left open during our attack on Tora Bora. So it would make sense, in a traditional sense, that he would be found where he was in a compound, heavily guarded, this mansion-esque type of dwelling in a very rural area of the province. Well, about 60 miles north of Islamabad.
I suspect, Doug, that Pakistani intelligence forces probably knew the whereabouts of Osama bin Laden years ago.
I concur with that. Now, if in fact we take all of the facts that we have today at face value, and in fact that you know, indeed it is Osama bin Laden that was killed during this most recent operation, and that he was alive. Until this most recent operation, then you know, I believe the ISI of Pakistan was complicit in the tending to Osama bin Laden, and to a lesser extent, so was Iran, because I do believe that there's cooperation there, regardless of what one would consider between Shiite and Shia, the goals of the terrorists are the same, and that's the attack against the West and the attack against Israel. So I think you're correct. I do believe that the ISI, Pakistan, the military, and the leadership there knew his whereabouts.
Now, what's even surprising here, Doug, is I'm getting some emails from some listeners who believe that Osama bin Laden may have been killed years ago and that he's been on ICE. And that they're just bringing him out now. I mean, this is not going to go away, is it?
Well, no. And bear in mind, too, according to some of the military officials and congressional officials who were briefed on this earlier today, the military and CIA that are handling Osama's body are doing so in accordance with Islamic tradition. Therefore, they're handling Osama's body in a manner that is respectful, of course, to the Islamic tradition. I don't know, and nor can I glean from the reports that I'm reading that aren't being made public, what the disposition of the corpse will be, whether it's going back to Afghanistan or going to Afghanistan or elsewhere. It's my understanding currently his body's in Afghanistan. Where from there it will go, I'm not certain. But I do know that people are going to want to see the body, most assuredly. I do feel that we'll probably receive photographs. We'll probably be treated to photographs. through the White House and through our military. Beyond that, I'm not certain as to what the disposition will be.
Well, I'm not sure, Doug, we're going to give up his body. I mean, this body is a historical record now, and you know, I'm not sure that he's going to be freely given back to the family. For example, I think we're going to keep it.
Well, I think it's important, you know, as you point out, for historical purposes, but more importantly, or equally important, for so that these conspiracy theories cannot be allowed to progress. I mean, I truly believe that we need independent forensic testing of the body to ensure, number one, that it is him, and number two, that you know, his death occurred as it has been reported. Otherwise, you know, it's just this whole question of when he died, where he died, and how he died is going to continue. So,
Well, I'm sure we're going to see pictures of his body. I doubt if we're going to ever get an opportunity to interview anybody of the phenomenal special ops team that may have been involved in this. They're going to keep these guys and maybe women under wraps, so we're not going to find out about who they are.
At least not for some time.
Not for some time.
Yeah, and for security purposes, I certainly am in agreement with that, because obviously, you know, and I do find it curious, too, along with that, the timing of the announcement at 11 o'clock or 11:35, I should say, on a Sunday night, May 1st, 2011, Eastern time, you know, it's morning in the Arab world now. We have to watch the reaction from the Arab world, the Arab leaders. I'm sure, or at least I'm hoping that the president had in fact made contact with the leaders of the Arab world to make the proper notifications to avoid any type of backlash, or at least be prepared for such backlash. And also the London Telegraph, I find it interesting as well. On the 25th, one of the in an article on the 25th by the London Telegraph, it just seemed to be out of place. This is something that we were watching. According to the Telegraph, it did come. There was a story that did say that should Osama bin Laden be captured or killed, that a nuclear firestorm was going to be unleashed either in Europe or against the Western nation. And it just seemed to be a little bit out of place in terms of the timing and, you know, why then and what prompted that. Well, if you trace it back, it goes back to WikiLeaks, but that still doesn't explain the timing of the report.